Summer Breakfast, Nick Del Santo and Cam Lou. All thanks to Snitz. Enjoy handmade pan-cooked schnitzel tonight. Gary and Tim back for breakfast in 2019 on Monday, and they'll be hugely a part of what is going to happen going towards the Super Bowl. And a lot of you, even though you might not be a huge NFL fan, you have the Super Bowl on your bucket list. Nick Del Santo and I to tell you before this morning is done, and you'll hear a lot about it, how you could be in Atlanta. So hang around for that. It's not too far away. 1-300-SEN-SEN to get involved. We're just talking quickly. We're about to get to Andrew Farrell, one of the best doco makers in the world. We're talking about the shifting in generations, and a few people, and I said it will happen soon in cricket where someone chooses to play Big Bash rather than an all T20.
Yes.
Off the text, a lot of people saying Sean Tate did exactly that.
Yes.
The only thing I'll say to that, late in his career. So, like, and I'm saying at some point, someone will say, I would rather play, I don't want to play for Australia. So, slight difference, but you're right. Sean Tate did that and said, count me out of anything else. I just want to play 20 over cricket. So, that is, as you touched on, the generational shift that we live.
Was it also Dirk Nannis? And obviously a little bit later towards his career as well, was travelling the world and playing in multiple competitions, which we didn't know about. Yeah. But then he rocks back up for Christmas with the family and he's represented 12 different teams.
Brett Hodge, another guy that has travelled the world. And, of course, our very own Darren Berry on after, I'm not sure if he's on
might
today
be Kane
or
today.
Might be Kane Corns. But either way, he does a similar thing as well. All right, Nick Del Santo, Cam Luke, it all thanks to Snitz. And now Andrew Farrell, he, of course, one of the best doco makers, EPs in the world. Elena Dokic has a documentary on the way, Inside the G, about behind the scenes look at the MCG, every nook and cranny. That's going to be unreal. And, of course, Working Class Boy, the Jimmy Barnes doco, which essentially took it all by storm last year. He was the EP of that. He joins us on Breakfast to talk all about that and plenty more. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Doing really well, mate. I'd say, obviously, the Jimmy Barnes Working Class Boy was unbelievable, but Elena Dokic is, and a lot of people who read her book over the last 12 months or so know she's such an intriguing figure. And then the MCG, well, everyone loves the greatest stadium in the world. You've got some fairly exciting projects on the way.
Yeah, we've got a lot happening. The Barnesy story was amazing, obviously. An incredible character and a kind of a great Australian. He's so much more than a wild sort of rock and roller that we all thought he was. That was great. And that kind of helped us set the template for Yelena, because she's got a really incredible story to tell as well, you know. And I think that book really knocked a lot of people's socks off. And we're really keen to take that onto the big screen and hear her tell that story directly, but also see it up against all the amazing footage of those matches that she played. Now that we know the truth of what was going on, you know, when she was out there on centre court at Wimbledon and the horrors of what was happening, you know, the night before she got out there.
Why did you feel compelled to go to Yelena? I mean, there's so many good sports people. I'm sure you had a few options. We now know a little bit about the story about Yelena, but what drew you to her to think this needs to go and put into a documentary?
We were just captivated by that story. You know, we read that book and it just blew us away. You know, it blew me away. You know, my game is finding amazing stories and then finding a way to kind of tell them to people. And that book was full of stories, which were just incredible. Like, you know, there's half a dozen just little chapters in her story. You know, for instance, like how she knocked out, you know, Martina Hingis in the first round of Wimbledon back in 99. That story in itself is worth a movie on its own, you know. And so as a sports player, you know, she was incredible as an athlete, but to do it with all the stuff going on with her dad, and she's a refugee, came out to Australia, didn't speak a lick of English when she was 11 years old. You know, this is somebody who has this amazing character and, you know, and power to get through stuff, which I think everybody is inspired by and fascinated by.
Andrew, just wait. Their news headlines are about to run us through 6:30 and then getting back to you. Of course, Inside the G, a behind-the-scenes look at the MCG, marking the first time cameras have ever been given all access to every nook and cranny of our biggest arena, and I think the world's greatest stadium in the world as it stands. Andrew Farrell will join us again after 6:30. It is SEN Summer Breakfast. Nick Del Santo and Cam Luke, all thanks to Kia Open Season with match-winning deals, plus all Kias come with a 7-year factory warranty. 1-300-SEN-SEN to get involved. That's 1-300-736-736. DJ Kennedy about half hour away. Sean Grigg in the next hour. And the hardest quiz of all time, although that's a concern in its own right. Firstly, news headlines and more with Andrew next. Thank you, Meredith. Nick Del Santo, Cam Luke, SEN Summer Breakfast. All thanks to Snitz. On the line, Andrew Farrell, part of CJZ. independent production company, of course, Elena Dokic. It's going to be a huge documentary, Inside the G Part, A Working Class Boy Last Year, the story of Jimmy Barnes. Andrew, I want to get back to Elena Dokic because the book was open as it comes. And, of course, some athletes release books and they leave a little bit in the closet and they talk not as openly. But she was incredibly open, and I'm assuming it's very similar to the conversations with the work you're doing with her.
Yeah, no, she's an amazing character, Yelena. She's ballsy and brave, and she has a real presence. And I think the hard at the ball, you'd say in footy terms, you know, and that's the way she was on the court. Like, that was one of her, you know, defining features as an athlete. Just never say die. You know, she'd been beaten by her dad the night before. She's got bruises on her legs. And she gets out on center court in front of thousands of people, you know, and she's down and she just fights and claws her way back. And that's the way she attacks everything and telling her story. And she's fearless. You know, when she wrote the book, you know, the first draft, you know, she wrote it with a journo, Jessica Halloran from News Limited. And she wrote they wrote the first draft and the editors looked at it. And when she looked at it, she goes, "They've changed all the hits to slaps." She goes, "They weren't slaps. They were hits." And she made sure that there was nothing, you know, not put on the table about the truth of all this. And she was determined to make sure that people knew, and also that the next generation of kids coming up, that this kind of stuff doesn't happen again. Because as you guys, you know, could guess and know, it's rife in the game.
With the Elena one, just one last and we'll move on to the G. What did you learn or take out of spending so much time with her and learning more about her story? What did you walk away with?
I mean, it's kind of what I just said, you know, just her determination, you know, and that she's had a, you know, a bloody hard life and has just never given up, you know. And while her peers from that era, you know, are doing pretty well, you know, she lost it all. It all went to dad. You know, you'd imagine the millions that, you know, an elite tennis player, you know, top five in the world gets. Every cent of that went to dad, you know, and she's rebuilding her life and career now and doing a really great job of it, you know, with her, you know, commentary work and everything else that she's doing. So, you know, she's a real inspirational character, I think, on that front.
And to the MCG, those Melburnians know how special it is. I think sometimes we still take it for granted a little bit, but you've got to go through the whole place. Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, bloody amazing. You know, there's 2,500 people that are working there. When you go down there to play or to be in the crowd, there's this whole thing going on behind the scenes, you know, from the guys that are cooking the steaks up in the members area to someone who's serving up chips out the, you know, the back of the southern stand to, you know, the security, the people that are just taking care of everything that goes on. And it's an incredible machine. It's fascinating to see it work. And, you know, what we're doing is seeing all this secret world behind the stadium and seeing them overcome all the stuff that they have to go through when they've got 80, 90,000 people coming through the door for an Anzac Day blockbuster.
When you go through the G, and so many people have been able to do not exactly the access that you had, but there's tours and so many people, and obviously Dell's been probably to more places in the G than many of us. Was there one particular spot that just got you excited or sometimes nervous, or the fact that it was like, whoa, I'm actually here at the MCG?
Yeah, I think, the two spots which fascinate me the most are being in the pointiest end of the members area, you know, because that's not my world. I didn't go to the right tour in Melbourne to go there. I'm a simple country boy from New South Wales. But, you know, just standing there, you know, on the Boxing Day test in the hubbub of that, and also, you know, the power of Melbourne is right there surrounding you. That's kind of fascinating to see that world and the tradition. And, you know, it's just a, you know, a part of Australia that's really interesting and has been there for so long. You know, I met an old bloke there. It was like, you know, how long you've been coming here? His first test he came to was watching Bradman play against India.
Oh, wow.
You know, and so there's some real characters there. And then the other fascinating place is security. Like, the way they run that place, you know, it is the best place in Australia to have a heart attack or to have some Collingwood fan punch you in the mouth because, you know, you are going to be saved and have that fan whisked out of the stadium within, like, 30 seconds. Yeah, it's incredible there.
You've got me hooked. I'm intrigued on both of them. As much as I have been to the MCG, it's just the aura of the place. And as I said, I think sometimes we take it for granted just about how significant this place is. But in regards to world sport, how beautiful the MCG is. How do we watch it, and when do we get to see them both?
Yeah, so Inside the G is for Channel 7, and that'll play during the sort of September football festivities this year. You know, so it'll be around the time when you're having Brownlow broadcasts and stuff like that. It'll be playing. It's 2 one-hour specials. You know, one's going to be a cricket one, which will have Boxing Day Test and behind the scenes of the New Year's Day BBL game. And then there's a footy one, which will be the Anzac Day doubleheader. Like, how do they handle Friday night, massive game, turnaround, saddle back up for Saturday, you know, 280,000-plus crowds, 90,000 maybe, and how do they get through those 2 days? That's going to be a fascinating story. Yelena is still kind of in production, doesn't it? I can't really tell you exactly where that's going to be, but hopefully that'll be in cinemas and then have other releases, you know, later this year. Watch this space on that one.
Andrew, thanks for jumping on the line, mate. Good luck with it all, and we look forward to Yelena Dokic and the MC. G Doco in the near future, mate. Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks, fellas.
Andrew Farrell, part of CJZ, Elena Dokic. And the book was remarkable.
Yes.
Like the personal stuff, and as Andrew touched on there, just the way she wants it to open up so everyone knows the story. So, and unfortunately, in the tennis world we live, there are parental influences that aren't done the right way. So there you go. Looking forward to that. Inside the G, of course, you would have been in much more interesting place in the MCG and the rest of us, but we are in awe of it. It's all thanks to Snitz, obsessed with golden brown pancake schnitzel. Now, we spent the week together. This is by far around this time at 6:38. It's a Friday morning. It's around this time each morning I get the most nervous. 1-300
quiz time.
736-736. It's 1-300-SEN. SEN. It is quiz time. Round of four at Club Mandalay up for grabs. For four people, we'll throw a card in as well. Dell's got the hardest quiz in the world. I think that's how it was sold to me. So that's
how many harder than the previous couple of days with wrong answers, though.
1-300-SEN-SEN. Quiz time next.